He joins us each week on this show, the top dog, Hanford Dixon. Hanford, and it seems like whenever you and I get together, there's a lot of news going on big time with this football team. Today, of course, the announcement that First Energy will be the naming rights holder for the Browns. A very exciting day in that regard, and something that I think has been long overdue, certainly for the Browns.
Oh, no question about it, Vic, because when you look around the league, you look at practically all the stadiums, all of them have names, and it was something that was coming. And then First Energy, it's such a great, great company, and I know everybody over in Berea is glad, and downtown is glad to be associated with them.
Yeah, it definitely can mean some very big things, because the more you have the ability to generate revenue for this football team, for any football team, but the more opportunity you have to make it better.
Well, you got that right. You took the words right out of my mouth, and I couldn't have said it any better, because, you know, one thing we want to do, we want to turn this franchise around and get it headed in the right direction, and there's no doubt in my mind that it is headed that way.
So another move along those lines is this, the hiring of Rob Chudzinski as head coach. Again, you and I haven't had a chance to talk about this on this show, so let's get to that now. Your thoughts about bringing back someone that I know you know, a familiar face, but someone who certainly has the credentials of an aggressive offensive-minded coach.
Well, no question about it, Vic. I was a little bit disappointed. Not disappointed that we hired Chud, but that we didn't interview a couple more guys. But you know what? Once we made the move and the announcement, I'm on board with it, because, talking about Chud is really funny. I mean, you know, I was talking to someone and I said, how bad could a guy be? You're talking about a guy that really gets it and really gets us, because he's one of us. Chud grew up playing in the backyard wishing he was Ozzie Newsome. And also, you got a guy right there, Vic, that still today can name everyone pretty much that was on that 1980 Cardiac Kids football team. And, I said it early, he's one of us. He gets it. He understands how important this football team and this franchise is. And I'm telling you, you got a hard worker guy that's going to do everything that he can to bring this football team back to where it was. Vic, one thing we're lacking with this football team is an offense, and an offense that can put points on the board. I think if you look at Carolina's offense, I think they scored somewhere as far as touchdowns in the 80s, and we were somewhere in the 40s. I mean, there's no question Chuck can develop a quarterback and put an offense on the field that can score points. And with our defense, I think that's going to be great. But I think what's going to be crucial when you look at this whole thing, because he is a first-time head football coach, but he's been groomed, meaning he's been the assistant coach. But who he hires as his offensive and defense coordinator is going to be crucial. And if it's anywhere of the names that I'm hearing out there, I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah, because, again, in your case, you are always looking at this. I know you look at it from a team perspective, but you particularly look at it from a defensive perspective, and that's a big reason why, we have these regular discussions. I like to get your takes on what this team does defensively, but I you just said it. It makes so much sense, and we look at what the playoffs have brought us, what this season, another season has brought us in this quarterback-driven, pass-crazy National Football League, that you have to have the ability to strike quickly, to get yardage in chunks. And I think having a coach like that aboard is the right guy to do that, even if he doesn't have necessarily the superstar name that other people have been coveting and would maybe feel better about. I think the fact that you've got a guy with proven accomplishments as an offensive coordinator, that counts for something.
Well, no question about it. And what's going to happen is you're going to see when the quarterback, talking about Brandon Wheaton or whoever the quarterback may be, when they start to play better, that's when you're going to see everybody else's numbers really, really go up, meaning the wide receivers, the running backs, and whatnot. Chud has the ability to bring out the best in those players on the offensive side of the ball. And there's no question. I mean, we watched and saw what he did with Derek Anderson And obviously, Derek Anderson had some weapons. Braylon Edwards was playing pretty good. You had Winslow, and we can go on and on. But still, there's no doubt the stats are there as far as what he did with that offensive football team. And I think there was three or four guys that year that went to the Pro Bowl. So I know he's working. I mean, you know, I haven't talked to him, but he and I have exchanged texts back and forth. But he is already working at this thing really, really hard, trying to get his staff and everything in order. And, again, like I said, he gets it and he understands what it takes to bring this football team back to prominent status.
Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us as he regularly does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Okay, Hanford, I want to spend the rest of our time here together with the continuation of our series of positional reviews from the 2012 season. The defensive backs are up now, and you, of course, being the perfect guy to address this one. This group had the year was not what anyone had hoped it would be, largely because of one guy's absence for five games, and that would be Joe Hayden, missing those four with a suspension, missing one with an injury against Dallas, very costly there. I guess it told the story of how really good, outstanding a player Joe Hayden is and what he means to the secondary, but it also told the story that this secondary needs some depth.
Well, you got it. I mean, we really need some depth. Obviously, we know the player that Joe is working toward, or the player that he's going to be, or he is right now. He's going to be that shutdown corner. But we also need someone on the opposite side of him. And again, not talking about anybody as far as in that secondary, but we have to have two good corners if we're going to play that aggressive style team defense. And not only that, I mean, again, he got hurt in the final games of the season. Talking about our safety, T.J. Ward, who I think is a very underrated player. I mean, T.J., I think, doesn't get the credit that he deserves, but I think he's a fine safety, and he's going to get even better. Obviously, we got to have another safety. We got to have another corner. And if we, I mean, because, you know, we got Buster, and one thing about Buster, when he goes out there, Vic, you know this as well as I do, he gives you everything that he's got. Right. I mean, he's always competing. He's always playing 100%, and he's going to get better. But still, we need that other shutdown corner, because you can never have enough corners, especially today, the way the offenses are designed and how many times they throw the football. I mean, obviously we see that with a guy like Peyton Manning, Flacco, and go on and on. But still, that secondary has the potential to be a really, really great secondary. We're a good secondary, but a great secondary.
Yeah, I think there, you make a really good point, too, about Buster Skrine's competitive nature. Gets very physical, sometimes too physical, and I think he's got to, and again, you know, you can speak to that so much better than anyone
else.
But the balance, right? Because you definitely played a physical style of football, but it didn't impede you from also being an excellent cover guy and a guy who got to the Pro Bowl repeatedly. So I think that's something he probably – is that just a learning process, Hanford?
It is, Vic. I mean, it is. I mean, and again, it just takes rep and a little technique, a twitch here and there that he's going to work on. And when I see him, I'm going to, I'm going to talk to him and give him a little, a couple little tips that I think can help him and really improve his game. But Vic, we were really, really hurt in that secondary because obviously, we had some injuries that we really didn't think that we were going to get, because we gave a bunch of money in the offseason. What's his name? Peterson?
Demetri Patterson, yeah.
Patterson. We gave Demetri a lot of money, and we were expecting him to really compete for that starting cornerback position, if nothing else, to come in and play a lot on those three and four wide receivers. But obviously, he got hurt.
Yeah, and seven games.
And after he came back, it just didn't work out for whatever reason, and he is no longer with the franchise. And that's okay. We have to move on. We're still here. This team is still here. The secondary is still here. We just have to add some more pieces to the secondary. And when we do that, hopefully we'll be where we want to be.
Yeah, Trevin Wade was drafted this year. Perhaps he could be developed into someone who could make an impact going forward. But I definitely believe it's an area that has to be addressed through the draft and however other means, free agency, that this team chooses to get some help. Sheldon Brown, I think, God bless him, 11 seasons, 33 years old. I think he's given this team everything he can. But, you know, that is a position where youth every position is youth-oriented, but especially there. It's all about running and speed and athleticism.
And you know what? Me personally, I don't want to go there because of the respect for Shelton, but it's time. I mean, it really is time. I mean, that corner, you can only stay there so long. And look at Champ Bailey. I mean, Champ Bailey has been there for a long, long time. Obviously, he's a great player, been a great player. But the last year or so, he's been playing off his reputation. Hmm. And he was really, really exposed during those Ravens games. I mean, you saw it, Vic. He just couldn't run with those young thoroughbreds, as I call them today.
Torrey Smith got behind him a couple times.
Yeah. And when you're out there in the corner like that, I mean, you're all along on an island. So, again, Shelton Brown, it's just time. And I love Shelton. I mean, I still think he had a good year, but it's time.
Yeah, no, he definitely gave, I think, every ounce of what he had as a player to this team and a great leader. T.J. Ward, you mentioned that. The safety position, you know, beyond Ward is another one to look at, too, to see where some depth can come forward. But I agree with you. I think T.J. Played well and then got hurt toward the end, and a guy who I think can still have a lot of good years ahead of him. But we'll see how this unfolds as it goes forward. Chanford, and again, I appreciate the breakdown of everything, and we will talk again next week.
Well, Vic, you know you and I, we're just so good together, partner. Thank you.
He is the top dog, Hanford Dixon, joining us, as always, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.